When I was in seminary, I took care of a guy named Tim who was a quadriplegic.
当我在神学院的时候，我照顾一个人，他叫 Tim， 他是四肢瘫痪的。
He was paralyzed from the neck down because he had got injured while he was playing rugby.
他从脖子以下，全部都是不能动弹的，因为他之前，在一个艰难球赛当中，受伤了。
As a result, he couldn't feed himself, he couldn't clothe himself, he couldn't bathe himself.
所以他没有办法去喂自己吃东西，也没有办法洗澡，也没有办法去穿衣服。
In some ways, he was more helpless than a baby.
他好像一个baby 一样，是完全无助的。
The only way that he could be cured is if Jesus would have miraculously healed him.
他唯一有办法被拯救的话，只是神奇迹的去拯救他。
My friend Alfonso grew up as a gangster.
我另外一个朋友叫 Alfonso， 他是黑社，长大的时候是黑社会的。
Got drunk a lot.
他常常喝酒。
He beat up people.
他打架。
He was a womanizer.
他是也是一个好色之徒。
He couldn't quit his bad habits.
他没有办法去改他的坏习惯。
He was headed to hell.
他明明就是要进入地狱里面了。
He was paralyzed by his sin.
他也是好像一个瘫痪者一样被罪恶所捆绑。
The only way that he could be cured is if Jesus would miraculously heal him.
唯一他能够被拯救，就是神奇迹的去拯救他。
I grew up in a Christian home.
牧师在一个基督徒的家庭长大。
I was a pretty good kid.
他长大的时候是一个很乖的小孩。
I never drank alcohol.
从来没有喝酒。
I never beat up anybody.
没有打架。
I was not a womanizer.
他也不是一个好色之徒。
My parents took me to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and every Wednesday night.
他每个礼拜星期天早上的时候去教会，星期天晚上的时候就去教会，星期三晚上的时候也去教会。
But I was a sinner headed towards hell.
但是他也是一个罪人是要去地狱的。
I was paralyzed by my sin.
他也是在罪恶当中被捆绑。
The only way that I could be curedfrom my spiritual paralysis was that Jesus would miraculously heal me.
他唯一可以从罪恶捆绑当中被拯救是耶稣奇迹的去拯救他。
My friend Tim has not yet miraculously been healed from his physical paralysis.
因为四肢瘫痪的 Tim 并没有被神奇迹的去医治他的肉体。
But since he is a Christian, I know that someday God will miraculously heal him.
但是因为他是一个基督徒，所以我相信有一天神会奇迹的去拯救他。
It could be someday here on earth.
有可能是在地上的日子。
But definitely someday in heaven, God will give him a glorified body.
但是肯定当他上天堂的时候，神会给他一个荣耀的身体。
Tim will be able to feed himself, clothe himself, and bathe himself.
那一天 Tim 就可以去喂自己吃饭，去穿衣服，也可以去自己洗澡。
And if they play rugby in heaven, Tim will be playing rugby.
如果在天堂有橄榄球的话，他也会玩这个运动。
My friend Alfonso has miraculously been healed from his spiritual paralysis.
另外那个朋友 Alfonso 确实已经神奇迹的去拯救他，从他的属灵的瘫痪当中被拯救了。
He doesn't drink alcohol anymore.
他不再喝酒。
He doesn't beat up people.
他也不打架。
He does not womanize.
他也不再是一个好色之徒。
Instead, he's a pastor.
他已经成为一个牧师。
He's a beacon of light in one of the most spiritually dark neighborhoods in one of the poorest areas of metropolitan Denver.
在丹佛市当中一个最贫穷、最黑暗的地方， 大家好像一个明光闪耀一样。
Now Alfonso is not perfect.
Alfonso 不是一个完美的人。
But one day in heaven, he will be sinless because he will receive the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
但是他去到天堂的时候，他会是一个无罪的身体，因为他能够接受耶稣基督的称义。
I have also been healed from my spiritual paralysis.
我也已经被神去拯救。
There's never been a dramatic change in my life.
虽然没有一个很戏剧化的改变。
Because I put my faith in Jesus Christ when I was only about 3 years old.
因为我三岁的时候已经相信主耶稣了。
So I didn't have much time to get into trouble.
所以我没有很多时间去做很多坏事。
But my cure was just as miraculous as Pastor Alfonso's cure.
但是其实我的被拯救跟 Alfonso 被拯救是同一类的神迹。
Because in God's eyes, I was just as much of a sinner as Pastor Alfonso.
因为在神的眼中，我也是同样的是一个罪人。
And the fact is that God continues to refine my character. Someday, I will go to heaven, and to be with the Lord is nothing short of a miracle.
而且神不断在我生命当中做奇妙的改变，让我可以有一天去到天堂跟神同在。这样子也是一个神迹。
It's an act of God.
是神神所愿意的一个神迹。
You see, the Bible says that when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
圣经里面说，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
In other words, the Bible indicates that we were all born paralyzed in sin.
所以圣经说我们当我们出生的时候，我们已经死在罪中。
And we were spiritually incapable of even lifting a finger to take care of ourselves spiritually.
我们没有办法自己去拯救自己。
But Christ died for our sins, and when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, He miraculously saves us from the power and the penalty of sin.
但是神已经为我们的罪钉死了。当我们相信他的时候，他把我们从罪的权势跟罪的工价当中拯救出来。
In other words, he gives us power to overcome our habitual self-destructive sinful habits.
换句话来说，他给我们有能力去胜过罪恶。
And he saves us from having to go to hell.
也成就我们，让我们不再去地狱里面。
If you are a Christian today, have you ever stopped to thank God that He miraculously saved you?
如果你是基督徒的话，你有没有曾经停下来去感谢神，因为他奇迹的去成就了你？
As the Bible says, God saved us not because of righteous things we have done.But because of His mercy.
提多书说，他便拯救了我们，并不是因为我们自己的义，乃是叫着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。
Let's never lose our sense of wonder for being saved from our paralysis of sin.
我们不应该忘记这个是一个莫大的救恩。
Now think about the party dude in your class.
那我们现在可以去想一下，我们在我们班上喜欢去派对的同学。
The only way that he can be saved from his spiritual paralysis is if Jesus would cure him.
唯一的方法他可以从他灵里面的麻痹被拯救出来，是因为耶稣去拯救他。
Think about the Jewish guy that you work with.
也想一想我们。跟他是同事的犹太人。
The only way that he can be saved from his spiritual paralysis is if Jesus would cure him.
唯一他能够被拯救的方式就是耶稣去拯救他。
Think about your sweet little Buddhist grandmother.
我们也想一下我们的信佛教的祖母。
The only way that she can be cured from her spiritual paralysis is if Jesus would cure her.
唯一他能够被拯救的方式就是耶稣去拯救他。
But how can you get your non-Christian friends and family to give Jesus a chance?
但是我们怎样能够让我们的朋友跟家人可以让他们试一试去相信耶稣呢？
How can you introduce them to Jesus so that Jesus can miraculously heal them from their spiritual paralysis?
我们怎能去介绍他们给耶稣，所以耶稣能够拯救他们属灵上的麻痹呢？
We can gain some insights into those questions by taking a look at Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 17.
我们可以从马可福音二章一到十七节当中学到一些功课。
In verses 1 through 12, Mark tells us a story about a group of friends who introduced a man to Jesus who was paralyzed both physically and spiritually.
在第一节到第十二节里面马可告诉我们一个故事，就是关于一帮朋友，他把一个人带到耶稣面前。这个人是一个探子，属灵上是一个探子，肉体上也是一个探子。
Then verses 13 through 17, Mark tells us a story about a friend who introduced a bunch of spiritually paralyzed people to Jesus.
在十三节到十七节里面，马可告诉我们另外一个故事。是一个朋友介绍一般属灵上也是探子的人到耶稣面前。
These two stories, we can learn two different ways in which we can introduce our spiritually paralyzed friends to Jesus Christ.
在这两个故事当中，我们可以学习到两个方式，可以把人带到耶稣面前。
So let's take a look at the first way in verses 1 through 12.
先看第一个故事，第一节到第十二节。
A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many people gathered that there was no room left, and not even outside the door, he preached the word to them. Some man came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven. Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, Why does this fellow talk that way? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, Why are you thinking these things? Which is it easier to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Get up, take your mat, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone. They praised God, saying, We have never seen anything like this.
在马可福音二章一到十二节这样说，他说，过了些日子，耶稣又进入了加百农。人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道：有人拿着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。耶稣见他们的信心。就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”有几个文士坐在哪里，心里议论说：“这个人为什么这样说呢？”他说前忘的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？耶稣心里知道他们心里这样议论，就对他们说：“你们心里为什么这样议论呢？或对摊子说：你的罪赦了，或说。”起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对探子说，我吩咐你起来拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来立刻拿着褥子当众人面前去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀于神，说我们从来没有见过这样的事。
Paralytic's friends wanted to introduce him to Jesus, and so they brought him to Jesus.
这个探子的朋友想要介绍他给耶稣，所以他们把他带到耶稣面前。
The same way, if we want to introduce our friends to Jesus, one way that we can do this is to actually bring them to Jesus.
同样的，当我们想要介绍我们的朋友给耶稣的话，我们把他们带到耶稣的面前。
How can we bring them to Jesus when Jesus is already ascended into heaven and he's no longer here on earth?
但是耶稣已经复活升到天上了，我们怎能把人带到耶稣的面前呢？
Actually, the body of Jesus is still here on earth.
其实耶稣的身体还在地上。
1 Corinthians 12, verse 27, Apostle Paul tells Christians, Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it.
为什么呢？因为哥林多前书12章27节这样说，他说，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Passage indicates that while Jesus is in heaven, his body is still here on earth.
虽然耶稣自己已经升到天上了，但是耶稣的身体还在地上。
When Jesus says that you are the body of Christ, he's talking to the community of Christians called the church.
当保罗说你们就是基督的身子，他的意思就是我们作为教会就是耶稣在地上的身子。
In other words, the Bible indicates that Jesus is present in the lives of the Christian community.
因为耶稣就在我们基督徒的生命当中。
Yeah, so one way to introduce people to Jesus is to bring them to activities where believers are and where the message of Jesus will be communicated.
所以其中一个方式带人去耶稣面前，就是去把他们带到一些教会的活动当中还有我们把他们带到可以听到这个信息，就是耶稣关于耶稣的信息会被传讲的地方。
In other words, one way to bring people to Jesus is to bring them to church activities.
简单来说就是把他们带到教会的活动当中。
We should all have at least one non-Christian friend.When we strategize about bringing them to church activities,
我们大家都应该起码有一个非基督徒的朋友，我们是想要想办法把他带到教会当中的。
In other words, if they're looking for fun, we'll try to get them to come to a fellowship activity.
好像如果他们想要找一些消遣的话，可以把他们带到团契的活动当中。
We bring them to a potluck or bring them to.Time where a lot of the Christian brothers are playing basketball.
可以把他们带到我们有吃饭的时间或者是打球的时间。
They're looking for a group of close friends. Have them join a small group Bible study.
如果他们是想要寻求友谊的话，我们可以把他们带到小组的聚会当中。
When it's time for a retreat, It's a great time to invite your non-Christian friends to come because when they come to a retreat, they not only hear a speaker talk about Jesus to touch their minds, but they also get to see the Christian brothers and sisters love each other, and that can touch their hearts.
当退休会的时候，那是一个特别好的时机，我们可以把人带到当中，因为退休会的时候，我们不单是能够听到有讲员去讲关于耶稣为什么我们应该成为基督徒同时他们也可以体会在基督徒的一个群体当中基督徒是怎样互相相爱的。
3 weeks from now is Christmas Sunday.
还有三个礼拜就到圣诞节的时间了。
It's one of the 2 Sundays that CEOs come to.
这个是一个很好的机会，是每年只有两次，这些 CEO 会去教会的。
What does CEO stand for?
CEO 是什么呢？
Christmas and Easter only.
是 Christmas and Easter only, 就是只是圣诞节跟复活节会去教会的人。
There's some people that only come to church on Christmas and Easter.
有一些人只是圣诞节跟复活节会去教会的。
So which CEOs will you invite to come on Christmas Sunday?
那哪一个 CEO 你会邀请他们去教会呢？
But just because you bring someone to Jesus, that doesn't mean that they will experience Jesus.
但是虽然我们把他们带到教会当中。不代表他们会经历耶稣。
You could bring them to a worship service. They could hear the word being preached, but it doesn't touch their hearts.
你可以把他带到一个聚会当中，他们可以听到信息，但是不代表这个信息会感动他们的心。
See, there might be several barriers that keep your friend from experiencing Jesus.
可能有好几个障碍会防止你的朋友会经历耶稣。
In the paralytic's friends found that out when they tried to bring their friend to Jesus.
这个瘫子的朋友，他们当他们把这个瘫子带到耶稣面前的时候，他们也是发现有这种障碍。
The first barrier was the physical barrier.
第一个障碍是实际的障碍。
When they got to the house where Jesus was, they discovered that it was so full that they could not bring their friend Jesus to him.
他们去到耶稣所在的这个房子当中，他发现这个房子很塞得满满的，没有办法进入到耶稣的面前。
But they did not keep this physical, let this physical barrier keep them from getting their friends to Jesus.
但是这样子的实际的障碍并没有阻止他们继续把这个探子带到耶稣的面前。
Instead, they took their friend to the roof of the house.
相反的，他把他的朋友带到这个房子的屋顶上面。
And then they dug a hole in the roof and they lowered their friend to Jesus.
拆了屋顶弄了一个洞，把耶稣掉进去，把这个人掉到耶稣面前。
The same way, when we bring our friends to Jesus, we might encounter some physical barriers.
当我们去带耶稣到带朋友去耶稣面前的时候，我们同样的可能会有实际的障碍。
Maybe it's the barrier of transportation.
有可能是交通上的障碍。
They may not have a ride to a church activity.
他们可能没有交通工具可以来教会当中。
Or maybe it's the barrier that they cannot wake up early on Sunday mornings.
也有可能是他们没有办法星期天这么早起来去教会。
Or maybe it's a barrier because they have a conflict with a time conflict with a study group.
也有可能是他们没有机会来教会，因为他们同时间会可能有一个学习的会议。
But like the paralytic's friends, we will not let physical barriers prevent our friends from coming to Jesus.
但好像这个探子的朋友一样，我们同样的不会让这些实际的障碍去阻止人来到耶稣面前。
Instead, we'll drive out of our way to give our friend a ride to church.
我们可以开车送他们来。
We'll give them a wake-up telephone call to bring them to Jesus.
我们可以打电话提醒他们来。
And if all else fails, we'll just get down our knees and we'll pray for them to come to Jesus.
如果真的没有办法的话，我们也可以为他们祷告，让他们可以去到教会当中。
Because we know that our friends are paralyzed by sin.
因为我们知道我们的朋友也是同样的，好像瘫子一样在罪当中。
And there's no way that they can be healed unless they are miraculously cured by Jesus.
他们没有办法被拯救，除非耶稣奇迹的去拯救他们。
They cannot get to Jesus by themselves.
他们自己没有办法来到耶稣面前。
Another barrier that the paralytic's friends encountered was the barrier of wrong motives.
另外一个阻碍让人来没有办法来到神的面前是一个错误动机的障碍。
Reason why the paralytic wanted to see Jesus was basically he wanted to be cured only from his physical paralysis.
这瘫子为什么这么想要去见耶稣呢？是因为他想要被医治他肉体上面的的瘫痪。
His friends knew that the friend needed Jesus even more because he needed to be cured from his spiritual paralysis.
但是他的朋友知道啊，他为什么真的需要去见耶稣呢？是因为他需要灵里面的医治。
But even though the friends knew that the paralytic didn't really understand the depth of his need, they still took him to Jesus anyhow.
虽然啊，他的朋友们啊，知道他需要的是灵里面的医治，他仍然去把这个啊探子带到耶稣面前。
Guess what?
啊，后来发生什么事呢？
Jesus not only cured the paralytic of his physical paralysis, but he also healed him of his spiritual paralysis.
耶稣不但医治了他肉体上面的瘫痪，也医治了他灵里面的瘫痪。
He told the paralytic that his sins were forgiven.
他告诉这个瘫子，他的罪被赦免了。
The same way, we might be discouraged because our friends only want to come to church for social reasons.
同样的。我们可能有一点失望，因为我们的朋友想来教会只是为了社交的原因。
But that's okay.
但是其实是没有问题的。
Get them inside of our community for social reasons or for any other reason.
让他们来到教会当中可以有社交的生活。
And once they're here, the Holy Spirit can convict them of their sins.
让他们来到当中的时候，圣灵会自己跟他们说话。
One day they'll see their need for a savior, and then Jesus can cure them from their spiritual paralysis.
有一天他们会看到他们需要耶稣，耶稣就可以去成就他们，让他们从最终被释放。
Another barrier that the friends encountered was the barrier of religious hypocrites.
另外一个障碍这些朋友。遇到的是因为有一些宗教外表的伪君子。
Instead of rejoicing that Jesus had forgiven the paralytic of his sins, they accused Jesus of blasphemy.
这伪君子没有去很高兴耶稣赦免了这个瘫子，相反的，他们竟然说耶稣亵渎了神。
The same way, when we invite our friends to church, they might meet some religious hypocrites.
同样的，当我们邀请人到教会的时候，他们也同样的可能会看到一些有宗教外表的伪君子。
They might meet people that look down on them because of the color of their skin or because that they have tattoos on their skin.
他们可能会遇到一些人是看不起他们的，因为他们的皮肤的颜色或者是他们。在身上有刺青
，so we might be reluctant to invite them to our church activities.
所以这样子的话，我们有的时候会不情愿把他们带到教会当中。
But don't let that discourage you from inviting them, because just like Jesus with the paralytic, His love can overcome any religious hypocrisy.
但是不要让这个去阻止我们把其他人邀请到教会来。因为好像耶稣去医治了这个瘫子一样，他的爱也能够克服这些宗教的虚伪。
The first way that we can introduce our friends to Jesus is by bringing them to Jesus.
所以总括来说，我们第一个方式可以把人带到耶稣面前，就是把他们带到教会当中。
In verses 13 through 17, we can see the second way that we can bring them to Jesus.
但是在13-17节，我们看到第二个方式，我们可以把人带到耶稣面前。
Let's pick up the story in verse 13.
13节这样说
：Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. Large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him.
耶稣又出到海边去。众人也都救了他来，他便教训他们。耶稣经过的时候，看见亚勒费的儿子利未坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我。”他起来就跟从了耶稣。
Imagine that you're at a party and you ask somebody what kind of job he has, and he replies, "I work for the Internal Revenue Service."
你想一想，如果你在一个宴会当中，你问一个人他做的是什么工作，然后他说我在税务局里面工作的。
Can you imagine anybody saying, "Really? I just love people that work for the Internal Revenue Service"?
你会想到有一个人说，哎呀，真的吗？我很喜欢跟税务局的人打交道。
I think that happens very often because, generally speaking, people have negative feelings about the IRS.
我相信这样的事情不会常常发生，因为通常来说，人都不太喜欢税务局里面工作的人。
Now, multiply that negative feeling by about 100, and you can get an inkling about what the average Jew thought about the tax collectors.
那如果你这样子有点不喜欢的话，那你把它乘100倍，你就会体会到当时的人怎样去想这些税吏。
The Roman government hired Jews to collect taxes from their fellow Jews.
罗马政府去请了一班犹太的税吏去从犹太人当中去抽税。
Now the Roman government demanded that these tax collectors collect a certain amount of money from each Jew.
这些犹太人呢，这些罗马人呢，要求这些税吏。给他们每一个人收一部分的税的金钱。
But most tax collectors actually overcharge their clients, and the Roman government allowed them to keep the excess.
但是这些税吏呢，很多时候就会问他们的同胞多收这些税，然后但是罗马政府呢就会让这些多收的钱可以给这些税吏自己收在自己的荷包当中。
And so the Jews hated the tax collectors because of their reputation of cheating and because they were in cahoots with the oppressive Roman government.
所以犹太人特别恨这些税吏，因为他们一方面会多收他们的税，另外一方面他们也是跟罗马的政府合谋去欺压他的同胞。
So the tax collectors were considered both extortionists and traitors.
所以这些税吏一方面是出卖他们的，另外一方面就勒索他们的。
So when a Jew became a tax collector, he was excommunicated from the synagogue and shamed by family and friends.
所以当一个犹太人成为税吏以后呢，他们会被从会堂当中赶出去，同时呢他的家人跟朋友都会厌弃他。
Because they seem to value money over purity before God and over love for their neighbors.
因为他们爱钱多于爱神，也同时他们也不在关心他们的自己的朋友同胞了。
And yet Jesus loved Levi the tax collector.
但是耶稣确实爱这个利未这个税吏。
And so he challenged Levi to become one of his disciples.
他甚至要求利未成为他自己的门徒。
Levi accepted his challenge and take a look at what he does in verse 15.
利未就跟从了耶稣。我们看第十五节当中他做了什么。
While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples. There were many who followed him. Instead of... Okay, go ahead.
耶稣在利未家坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣跟门徒一同坐席，因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。
So instead of bringing his friends to Jesus,Levi actually threw a party for his tax collector's friends and brought Jesus to them.
利未没有把他的朋友带到耶稣面前，相反的，他开了一个宴会，然后把耶稣邀请到他们当中。
In the same way, some of our friends would laugh in our face if we tried to invite them to come to a church activity.
同样的，我们有一些朋友可能会嘲笑我们，如果我们邀请他们去教会的话。
So instead of bringing our friends to Jesus, let's bring Jesus to our friends.
所以呢，我们没有办法把他们带到耶稣面前， 我们确实有办法把耶稣带到他们的面前。
So how do we bring Jesus to our friends?
我们怎样把耶稣带到他们的面前呢？
Well, we have Jesus living inside of us, right?
我们知道耶稣是活在我们当中的。
The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you receive from God?"
保罗在哥林多前书六章十九节说，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Each of us Christians is a temple of God.
我们每一个人就是耶稣的圣殿。
So if we want to bring Jesus to our friends, we just need to hang out with them on their turf.
如果我们需要把耶稣带到他们的面前，我们只是需要跟他们交朋友，到他们的圈子当中。
For example, I've known some friends who, some Christian friends who knew that some fraternities hardly had any Christians in them.
好像我有一些朋友，他们是基督徒，他们知道在大学的兄弟会当中很少基督徒。
So they actually joined the fraternity so that they could bring Jesus to that fraternity.
所以他们就参加了这些兄弟会。为的是把耶稣带到他们当中。
Some people who tried this have ended up being influenced negatively by the fraternity boys instead of them influencing positively these fraternity boys.
有一些朋友失败了，他就进入这些兄弟会当中，他们就变成被影响，他们好像他们一样。
But some of them made excellent fraternity missionaries.
但是另外有一些，他们就进入兄弟会里面以后，他们就好像一个宣教士一样。
As a result, some of the fraternity boys became Christians.
然后他这兄弟会里面其他的人后来也变成基督徒了。
Yeah, perhaps God's not calling you to be a fraternity missionary, but perhaps God is calling you to host a meal at your apartment for non-Christians.
有可能神没有叫你去这些兄弟会当中成为宣教士，但是神有可能是邀请你去在家里煮一顿饭，请一些非基督徒的朋友去一起享用。
If so, don't just invite your non-Christian friends to the party, also invite some of your Christian friends to that party.
如果是这样子的话，你们不单是邀请非基督徒，也邀请一些基督徒的朋友。
Then they can become friends with each other, and your Christian friends can bring Jesus to them as well.
这样子的话，这些基督徒跟非基督徒可以交朋友，让他们可以有机会跟他们介绍耶稣。
Well, let's take a look at verse 16 to see what the teachers of the law thought about Jesus hanging out with Levi's friends.
那我们看一下第十六节，看看这些人怎样去跟耶稣做朋友。
When the teachers of the law who were Pharisees saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked the disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他们的门徒说。他和税吏和罪人一同吃喝吗？
Blaise Pascal, the famous Christian mathematician, once said, "People never do evil so completely and cheerfully as when they do it with religious conviction."
这个数学家波斯卡说，人因为相信宗教而去做邪恶的事情，他会做得更彻底。
Instead of rejoicing that Jesus was being a good influence on the wrong crowd, the teachers of the law were condemning Jesus.
这些宗教的文士没有因为耶稣为坏人带来好的影响去宽哭，相反他们指责耶稣。
In the same way, if you start hanging out with non-Christians, some of your Christian friends might accuse you of hanging out with the wrong crowd.
同样的，如果你去跟一些非基督徒交往的时候，有一些你的基督徒朋友 可能也会指责你啊，跟一些啊不好的人去打交道。
But take a look at how Jesus responded to the teachers of the law in verse 17.
但是我们看看耶稣的反应是怎么样。
On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have come to call the righteous. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
在十七节啊，这样说，他说，耶稣听见就对他们说，看见的人不用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是叫义人，乃是叫罪人。
In other words, Jesus was saying that he wasn't hanging around sinners to join them in their sin.
换句话说，耶稣说他不是跟这些罪人相处啊，是为了跟他们一同犯罪。
Instead, he was hanging around sinners so that he could save them from their sins.
相反，他跟这些罪人相处。是为了拯救他们从他们的罪当中。
In the same way, we need to make sure that when we are hanging around sinners, that we're doing it for the right reason.
同样的，当我们跟罪人相处的时候，我们需要检讨我们的动机。
We are allowing them to cause us to sin, then we should probably stop hanging around them.
如果我们发现我们被影响我们自己也开始犯罪的话，我们最好是停止跟他们交往。
But if we are avoiding hanging out with sinners because we don't care about their spiritual paralysis, we need to change our heart and we need to start hanging out with them.
但是如果我们不愿意跟罪人交往，是因为我们并没有关心他们属灵的瘫痪，那我们需要去改变我们的心也开始跟一些罪人去交往。
Notice that Jesus doesn't just accept sinners if they come to him.
耶稣并没有只是去接受那些来到他面前的罪人。
Instead, Jesus says that he has come to seek out sinners.
相反，他说他来本不是叫义人，乃是叫罪人。
That is the reason why Jesus left earth and became a human on Christmas Day.
那个就是耶稣离开天堂来到地上在圣诞节来到地上的理由。
He came to this earth to seek and to save those who are lost.
他来不是叫义人，乃是叫罪人，去拯救他们。
If I were to ask you, which of your friends are you trying to bring to the Lord?
如果我问你你有哪一些朋友是想要带他们去到耶稣的面前的呢？
Please, and imagine you would say to me, I'm not trying to bring anybody because all of my friends are Christians.
如果你跟我说我没有想要邀请任何人因为我所有的朋友都是基督徒了。
That's actually not a good sign.
那其实不是一个很好结果。
You do not have any non-Christian friends. Don't wait for them to seek you out.
如果你没有非基督徒的朋友的话，不要等他们去找你。
Instead, be like Jesus. Go out and seek friendships with non-Christians.
相反的我们需要学习耶稣去。跟一些非基督徒去交朋友。
Seek to befriend them so that you can introduce them to Jesus either by bringing them to Jesus or by bringing Jesus to them.
这样子我们可以介绍耶稣给他们要不就是把他们带到教会来，要不就是我们去到他们当中去介绍耶稣给他们。
Let's go to the community.
我们可以开始今天的。